16, and with kids home all summer long trying to find a balance between learning and fun, we need to talk about KiwiCo. KiwiCo is hands-on art and science projects for kids of all ages delivered to your doorstep. They can engineer a walking robot, explore kid-friendly chemistry, and more, all from the comfort of home. Everything you need to make STEAM seriously fun. That's STEM with an added A for art. Delivered monthly to your doorstep. Get to KiwiCo.com/local to save 30% on your first month. That's KiwiCo.com/local.
My little brother Gavin was killed in a car crash in Knox County.
But Gavin was not known to wear a seatbelt, and the truck rolled 3 times. And when it flipped, he was ejected from the vehicle at approximately 12:02.
Imagine leaving life at the age of 27. It's not fair that I don't have my brother anymore. If you care about the people around you, tell your loved ones to put their seatbelts on. You can learn more about Gavin at lifeordeathillinois.com.
Plumbing emergency and need immediate service? Call the professionals at Plumbers 911. 1-833-PLUM-911. Licensed and highly trained plumbers available 24/7. Call now and get $50 off your initial plumbing service. Plumbers 911. 1-833-PLUM-911.
When you're looking for a new or pre-owned travel trailer, fifth wheel, or motorhome, call Pontiac RV before you buy. Pontiac RV is Illinois' largest RV dealer. Our volume buying power and lower overhead means you'll save on major manufacturers like Coachmen, Keystone, Forest River, Tiffin Motorhomes, and more. With over 300 RVs in stock, see why people travel from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip-sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the host of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
We're all looking for a little assistance adjusting to our new lives at home. ComEd can help. Through the CARE Financial Assistance Program and flexible payment options, we'll try to find a financial assistance solution that works for you. We're also suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least June 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661. ComEd, let's power through this together.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
If I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that?
Ah, there's Blake Snell for you. Rod Coomer joins us on the Alphamonte Ford Hotline, Alphamonte Ford in Melrose Park. You're listening to Mully and Hawn. We've got Tom Thayer in. And, Ron, I just wanted to get to some of this talk about the minor leaguers. And, you know, per a lot of reports now, we're seeing hundreds of minor league players released as teams are cutting costs, and we know that the minor league system is likely to be canceled as well. In fact, it's canceled. I don't think we're going to see any minor leaguers. So you got a lot of people that have spent a lot of time in baseball, and, you know, you go through lists and sometimes you recognize names of guys that were drafted, but there's a lot of anonymous names. There's a lot of guys that you don't know if you're a fan of a team that are now unemployed and among the many people in America that are suffering through this thing. I just wanted to take a second to talk about those shattered dreams, because, my God, that is a harsh reality.
It really is. It's a tough situation. Minor league baseball was going to take a turn and change regardless of the coronavirus here in the next year or so. The owners had talked about that, and I kind of understood their points. But then you throw the coronavirus on top of this, and now all of a sudden these kids aren't playing. And for all of us who've played professional sports, you know, not everybody just wakes up and, you know, you get drafted and go to the big leagues in a year and, you know, you become a superstar like a Mike Trout. And, you know, the whole league, or 80% of the league, is filled with guys that didn't have the ability of a Mike Trout, and they've grinded their way to get to the top of their sport. And for a lot of these kids, this is a tough situation. And what it's going to do, Mike, is it's going to get a lot of these kids are going to end up, there's still hope. It's not like it's over. It's just not going to be the same. And what I mean by that is there's a boatload of independent teams out there that are going to open their doors up to all these young kids that have been released, and they're going to play. And you're going to see minor league baseball change in the sense that there's going to be two teams, maybe three at the most for most big league ball clubs. And then these independent teams, a lot like the team that Tommy knows we have in Joliet with a beautiful stadium and great facilities. You're going to see a lot of those kids go there, and then they're going to be scouted and plucked from there by major league franchises, a lot more than what it was before. But the landscape is very different. I can tell you with 100% understanding that I would have been one of those guys that would have been released at certain points in my career. You know, right at the end before I came to the big leagues, I was really on a roll and playing great baseball. Early in my minor league career, I was having knee surgery after knee surgery. I would have for sure been one of those kids released. So you got to keep grinding. You got to keep playing. It's going to change. The landscape's changing. But, you know, there was one thing the motto I always went by as a professional athlete, and I do, don't take no for an answer. The word no has to be crumbled up and thrown out of your vocabulary if you're a ball player or whatever the case may be, and you just got to grind through it and figure it out. And it's going to be a lot tougher to figure out right now, but it can be done. But I really feel for a lot of those young kids.
Well, Coom, you know, when you look at a guy like Scott Boras, who's representing the richest of the rich in Major League Baseball, what do you think about the message that he's putting out there? Is it a pro or a con for Major League Baseball? Because it does affect some of the younger players that he will eventually represent. But is it? What do you think his message is saying?
I have mixed feelings about his message, to be honest with you. He does represent the top, you know, probably 10% of our league, all of his guys that are in the big leagues. So he represents the cream. So most of his comments are directed towards that. And our players union has negotiated through the years, Tommy, basically negotiating for the top 5%. Of our game, and that's the way it's gone. And the way they've talked about it is, what that does is it just brings up all of the salaries along with the top end. Well, and they've given more to the first year guy and the draft kid, our union has, and then left those middle people kind of hanging there a little bit. And that's kind of how the negotiations have gone. So I have mixed feelings about what Boras says. You have to understand he is definitely negotiating right now for his own players. That's what he's doing. And some of the things, you know, I don't begrudge Tom Ricketts for trying to make as much money as he can. You know, so to call people out like he did with Tom, hey, Tom's a businessman and he's trying to make as much as he can. The players are trying to make as much as they can. As Mikey was talking about earlier, it's a negotiation, you know, but to label somebody the bad guy because they're a good business person, to me, I think is a little unfair. And, you know, you just got to understand what are the interests of some of the people talking? And that's the way I look at it with Boras. You know, he's always talking in the interest of his, you know, 70 players that he's representing, period.
I want to talk to you about how you put a team together if indeed this ends up being a season, let's say it's an 82-game season. Let's say you've got a 30-man roster and a 20-man taxi squad. How do you cover your team with the 20-man practice squad? How do you make sure you have players that are ready to step in and ready to go while also being concerned about the development of your younger players? You know, if you have a Brennan Davis, a Braylon Marquez, or Miguel Amaya, do they have to be on that 20-man roster because you can't develop them in a minor league system? Do you worry about that sort of thing, the future of your team, or are you just concerned with those 82 games? And, you know, Nico Horner's an easy decision. He's definitely going to be either on the team or on that 20-man taxi squad. But some of these guys, I don't know if they quite belong in that taxi squad, but you probably want to get them seasoned.
You definitely want to have them seasoned. You want them to be around. You want them to be a part. So for the young kids that probably aren't big league ready, but they're going to be around, and for no other reason, it's going to give the coaching staff and the extended coaching staff that you're going to have in Chicago a chance to work with these kids. Because if you don't, Mike, they're sitting at home. They're not doing anything. There's no minor league season. So they're going to be able to play inter-squad games. They'll be able to do things in the mornings if they're not going to play that night at Wrigley. So the coaching staffs are going to have their hands full, and I would expect that there'll be a lot more coaches. The minor league coaches or some of those roving instructors will be brought to Chicago to help with, you know, all the players. So those minor league kids that are prospects that are a couple years away will be around, I'm sure. And then the way you set up a team, my thoughts on that are pitching first. All these young kids that can pitch, I believe the bullpens are going to be a rotating bullpen of the young kids. If you pitch, let's say one day and one of the starters goes short and you bring in one of these kids to throw three innings, he's going to be sent back down the next day and you're going to rotate another one in. And as the season progresses, as you get to 40, 50 games, you're going to have a better idea of who your real roster is going to be. But I think you're going to bring in a lot of bullpen arms, and it's going to look like September call-up time, and these, you're going to see different kids on that roster day in and day out to try to provide some kind of help for the back end of the bullpen and the middle of the bullpen. And then you're going to see some odd situations, like you're going to see a guy who's never going to hit, but maybe he can really run, and he's going to be on your roster as a speed guy like we used to see maybe back right in the 70s. So there's going to be some different scenarios that you're not accustomed to seeing of guys on a roster.
Hey Ron, thanks a ton. Okay. I'm sorry, Tom.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
Okay, I just wanted to thank Ron for joining us. That's it.
Thank you, Ron.
Guys, it's always great. We're going to be on again this Sunday, Zach and I, and we got Tommy on our final hour. So you and I are kind of flip-flopping roles, Tommy, this weekend. So I look forward to that on Sunday, and we got White Sox Hall of Famer and Cleveland Hall of Famer Jimmy Thome on this Sunday afternoon.
Oh, great.
So look forward to talking to you again, Tommy. It's been great every weekend with Zach, Zach's Aidman. So look forward to that. Boys, have a great weekend, all right?
You too. Stay safe, Ron. Thank you. Boy, how come no one ever wants me on, Tom? Huh? Like you're like this special guest star everyone gets crazy for. Coom Dog, who doesn't want to talk to him? Mulligan, it's like, yeah, we've heard enough of that idiot.
Hey, ever since The Last Dance, you've reached a plateau that none of us have, and so, you know, I know you're one of the special guests.
Oh boy, that is exhausting. Tom, you're a champion. Thank you, buddy. Really appreciate you sitting in this morning. A lot of fun. You're a great man to get up and go into a garage for us.
Thank you, Molly. I had a good time.
Yeah, we did too. Everyone with the show, including me. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing. And most of all, we appreciate you listening. It means a lot to us, and thank you for doing that. Want to thank our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
Just listen to the guy sitting right next to you in the studio, Molly.
Thank you, Zach. And Kevbo. Boy, Kevin Zipak's a special kind of guy.
I had a chance to meet with Jay 10 years ago in a hotel room in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, my God, that guy was the head coach of the Bears. Ray, you're the best. Thank you, Ray. We appreciate you always.
Carlos Santos.
And again, thanks to Tom and thanks to everyone. It's have a great weekend. It's Molly and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score.
segment brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
Hey, Lawrence Holmes here. Being live and local with 670 The Score is more important than ever. So as America adjusts to the new work-at-home environment, trust us to keep you informed, entertained, and perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com and stream The Score live from your smart speaker instantly. 670 The Score is live and local, a radio.com sports station.
It's Jane, and with kids home all summer long trying to find a balance between learning and fun, we need to talk about KiwiCo. KiwiCo is hands-on art and science projects for kids of all ages delivered to your doorstep. They can engineer a walking robot, explore kid-friendly chemistry, and more, all from the comfort of home. Everything you need to make STEAM seriously fun. That's STEM with an added A for art. Delivered monthly to your doorstep. Get to KiwiCo.com/local to save 30% on your first month. That's KiwiCo.com/local.
Plumbing emergency? Call the professionals at Plumbers 911. Available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Plumbers 911 licensed professionals have 10,000 hours of training and get the job done right the first time. Call now, 1-833-PLUM-911.
When you're looking for a new or pre-owned travel trailer, fifth wheeler, motorhome, call Pontiac RV before you buy. Pontiac RV is Illinois' largest RV dealer. Our volume buying power and lower overhead means you'll save on major manufacturers like Coachmann, Keystone, Forest River, Tiffin Motorhomes, and more. With over 300 RVs in stock, see why people travel from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip-sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
My little brother Gavin was killed in a car crash in Knox County.
But Gavin was not known to wear a seatbelt. And the truck rolled 3 times. And when it flipped, he was ejected from the vehicle.
At approximately 12:02, hit him.
Imagine leaving life at the age of 27. It's not fair that I don't have my brother anymore. If you care about the people around you, tell your loved ones to put their seatbelts on. You can learn more about Gavin at lifeordeathillinois.com.
Today's reality has forced us all to grapple with what's important and what isn't. And what will always be important is family and health. Unfortunately, snoring, sleep apnea, and nasal breathing problems have a direct impact on those two things we hold close. Living with any one of these issues compromises your quality of life, and that affects your whole household. It's not always easy to take action to change that, but Advent is going to help with a free virtual consultation. There's no cost and no commitment, and you don't have to worry about insurance or missing work to find out if Advent can solve your problem. During your virtual consultation, you'll chat one-on-one with a sinus and sleep specialist to find out exactly what you need to know. Text the word Advent to 797979 to schedule your free, zero-strings-attached virtual consultation. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula. We won't be able to do this forever, but we're doing it now, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey everyone, especially all my junior NBA friends. I hope everyone's holding up in these difficult times. We know you may not be able to play with your teammates and friends right now, but there are still some ways for you to stay involved in the game. We're so excited to launch Junior NBA at Home, which will keep you active wherever you may be. Each day we'll be posting drills and activities for you to do by yourself at home. Follow along at juniornba.com for all the latest, and be sure to use hashtag JuniorNBAAtHome when posting so we can learn something.
ConnectingVets.com. News for the military veteran.
You know what story I really liked reporting on is
being able to share and showcase Sergeant First Class Janina Simmons. She was the first African-American female